The red hot cattle market shows no signs of slowing at Mareeba anyway. Yesterday, the export boats may have tied up for the rest of the year, but it hasn't stopped processors from scrambling to get a hold of whatever cattle are left in the market. And supply shows no sign of tapering either, with more than 2,200 heads sold at Mareeba yesterday, including nearly 900 bulls.
Just begs belief that for all the mustering and all the activity that's been going on, that they are still there. Saddle up your horse and whistle up your dog and let's go mustering. People are still doing it. These feral cattle that are, I shouldn't say feral, but captured cattle that we've been seeing here for such a long time, you know, are making their way into markets that would not have normally or have done in the past extended the rate to the level that it's been extended here over the last 6 or 8 months.
A small gallery, but with clear intent today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with no fear or favour to the individuals in front of us, but, you know, they've got a lot of strings to their bows. They've got a lot of different books in their pocket, and they're utilising the rate every week. JBS, Tees, Green Mountain Trading, and also NRM. But, you know, there'll be cattle that'll move to different lot feeders here and there, and also blokes that are backgrounding.
What about the weather? The southern and inland western areas certainly had their turn, but far north Queensland still waiting, but the build-up is there, including on the horizon today.
Yes, well, look, all we needed to do is get away from the coast and over the range and come inland a little bit further, but we always get rain in this part of the world. It just depends on how far inland it will go.
The arrival of the monsoon, though, will mean the end of the selling season for 2021. What's your prediction from here, end of November, through to when you pull up stumps here at the Mareeba Sale Yard?
These fellows that are turning up here every week have indicated they won't pause or stay out of the market until it's done and dusted. That's it. They'll be here till the last sale on the 7th.
Righto. Well, Mark Peters, good luck. I know you've got to get a sandwich into you and get back out there and go for the second round, but thanks for giving us a bit of an update on the ABC Rural Report. We really appreciate it.
No worries, Charlie. Thank you.
Yeah, Wayne Shepherd, Charlie. I work for Queensland Rural and live in Mareeba. You know, it's a very strong year. Last year was strong. This year's a bit stronger. You know, we are running without the boats, but I think it's just, you know, COVID's got a problem overseas. And the market at the moment is just too dear for the live export jobs. So processors are doing their part to keep it all together. And certainly with the rain in the south, and particularly New South Wales, that's helping every sale yard in Queensland.
The cattle keep coming, but the quality is, you know, it's mixed. What have you seen out there today and what's caught your eye?
Oh, look, the lead of the cattle have been as good as that we've had in the past few weeks. The tail's starting to wag a little bit, but as Mark said earlier, the condition's still there and they're all finding a home without a lot of problem.
For how long can it last?
I think next year's going to be just as strong, I really do. You know, there's been record cow kills over the last 18 months. There's been a lot of cattle sold at a hell of a lot younger age, and of course they're consuming them at a younger age. A lot of the cattle from here, like particularly your weaners and your feeders, are going into feedlots in New South Wales, southern Queensland, and they're coming out as restaurant cattle. Not as such as we used to know it some years ago, where we used to see a big T-bone steak or a big rump. They don't do that anymore. You know, the housewife likes the little rump and the little cuts, and so do the restaurants. And so, you know, cattle are being slaughtered at a younger age. But I just can't see it folding. I just can't.
What about the store market? You know, how difficult a proposition does it get to be for the buyers coming into a market when they have to pay top dollar?
Charlie, they do have to pay top dollar. But, you know, what we've got to keep in mind is they're getting top dollar for the finished article. So I don't think the margin's changed. The dollar value's changed, but the margin is still there. You know, we've been very lucky this calendar year because we had the big rain in January, got out-of-season rain in April. A lot of your Gulf Country and through your peninsula and that, I mean, they're not struggling for water. And right at the moment, the grass is starting to go off, but, you know, we've got all these supplements now that you can feed and utilise for old grass. So, no, it's all pretty good at the moment.
Pretty good. You must be the master of understatement, Wayne Shepherd. Thank you very much for having a yarn with the ABC Rural Report.
Yeah, thanks very much, Charlie. Cheers, Nick.
Now, how would you like to tell me about your bird's eye view of the cattle sale from up here, mate? What's your name and what's your role?
I'm Ashley Cooper and I'm a pen rider. This is my second day.
How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's good. I love it. It's pretty packed and busy, but no, it's good.
Keeps you on your toes up here?
Yeah, bloody oath.
And are these bulls behaving?
Yeah, they're really good. They look good. They seem like they're going to do good too.
So, Ashley, where do you come from?
I'm originally from Tambo in central Queensland. I actually work at Tully, breaking in horses. And this is just my Monday and Tuesday job.
So horses are your passion, not cattle?
Yeah. I've been born and bred around cattle, but horses are definitely my thing.
So what's the job in Tully?
Just like breaking in. I just break in other people's horses for them. I'm just saddling them, getting used to the tack and getting on their back.
How long have you been getting on the back of horses?
Oh, since before I could walk. So yeah, easy.
And how much fun is that? Easy? That's not what I would call it.
No, it's good. It's good lifestyle. Got a little Brumby here at the moment, and a little 15-year-old girl is going to ride her after, and it's just awesome because I know she's going to be sport rotten.
What's the goal then? If you get these horses broken in and save a few bucks, what would you like to do for yourself in the industry?
I want to buy my own place and have my own cattle and my own horses. It would be ideal.
Where?
I think back home, so like Tambo area. I would love to go back home, so yeah. Hopefully one day it comes true.